Our new foster baby is so cute, but will she stay with us or go back to her family? What's best for her?
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know the one who knows what's best. Do you ever think about what you'll be like when you grow up? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. If you've ever wondered what job you'll have when you grow up, or where you'll live, or what your family will be like, well, then you're like all of us. It's impossible to know what the future holds, and that can seem scary at times. But if you're a Christian, you don't have to be afraid, because God is working it out for you. In Matthew 6:34, Jesus says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Now our story, it's called, "Who Holds the Future?" "Oh, she's so cute," squealed Kelsey, looking at the baby her mother held. The baby wrapped her tiny fingers around Kelsey's thumb and stared at her face. "I wish she would smile at me," Kelsey said. "Don't worry," Mom replied. "She's just getting to know us. Give her some time to get used to regular meals and a safe place to sleep, and she'll be smiling in no time." "Will we get to keep her?" Kelsey asked, still holding the little one's hand. "We don't know the future," Mom replied gently. "We're her foster family for now because her home isn't safe. But there are people working with her parents to help them become safe for her. If that goes well, she will get to go home with her mom and dad." Kelsey sighed. "I want her to be with her parents, but I want her to stay with us too. I can't decide." "Well, thankfully, honey, it isn't up to you to decide. We can trust that God already knows this little one's future, and he loves her even more than her parents do, and more than we do. Whether she stays with us or goes home with her parents, or even if she grows up in a different family altogether, we can pray that God would shine the light of his love into her life." Mom smiled at Kelsey. "My mother always used to say, 'I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future.' God is a loving father with strong hands. He holds all of us, not just this sweet little girl. He also knows your future, Kelsey. And since you know Jesus, he has wonderful things in store for you and for all those who have eternal life with him." Kelsey leaned in to give the baby a kiss, then pulled back quickly. "Mom, I think I know what the future holds."
"Oh, really?"
Mom's eyebrows went up.
"Yep, it's a new diaper. This baby stinks."
Kelsey laughed as she dramatically held her nose. Mom started laughing too. "You're certainly right." The baby looked at their smiling faces and the edges of her mouth lifted a little.
"She smiled, Mom. Her future is looking brighter already."
Mom nodded as she carried the baby to the changing table. "It certainly is with a big foster sister like you." So, what about you? Do you worry about the future? Are there difficult situations in your family or some big concerns ahead for you? You can trust that God already knows about them. Our difficulties never catch him off guard. He holds the future in his hands, and he has wonderful plans in place for those who trust in Jesus, even though we still face difficulties in our lives. Trust him to be with you through life's problems, knowing you have a bright future with him. Our key verse for today is Jeremiah 29:11.
"For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."
And our key thought for today, God holds the future. Well, I'm glad that you had a chance to listen to Keys for Kids today. Thanks so much for stopping by. As always, my name is Zach. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.